You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the continuing consequences of a huge 2016 hack into Uber. That year, hackers broke into the company and stole the account details for 57 million Uber users. Now, when that happens, you're supposed to disclose it to the public. People can change their passwords, delete their accounts if they want to. They can take precautions. It is pretty important. If you are a company and your users' data gets stolen, you should tell the users. Now, Uber didn't do that. This is during the pirate ship days of Uber. Travis Kalanick, a very loose corporate ethos. So instead of telling people, they instead paid the hackers a bounty through their bug bounty program and tried to hide the thing under the rug. They would later pay a huge fine for it. They'd later face a lot of public backlash. It was a really stupid thing to do. But something interesting happened today, and that is that the chief security officer of Uber back then, a guy named Joe Sullivan, who now works at Cloudflare, was personally indicted for his role in covering up the hack. And the argument made by the prosecutors bringing the case is that Sullivan was at the time that the 2016 hack was revealed to him, was at the same time working with government officials to disclose information about a 2014 hack. So he certainly knew the rules. To say it again, he was working on one hack when the second hack happened and he decided to push it under the rug. So that's a pretty bad violation for Sullivan. He certainly knew what he was supposed to do, and he chose to do the opposite. A couple of things are really interesting about this. Number one, it is very important, as I said earlier, that companies disclose data breaches. If their top officials are held liable personally, they are more likely to do so. If I were a chief security officer, and I knew about a data breach, and I knew there was a chance that I personally could go to jail for it, I would be more likely to disclose it. But Sullivan has a counterpoint. He says, look, it wasn't my choice. Those choices were made by the legal department. You could also argue, too, they were made by the CEO, in which case, why is he being held liable? The way organizations make big decisions like that isn't just the chief security officer, usually. It's usually a lot of people. So how do you hold an individual liable, not the organization? To put another way, it seems extremely sketchy what he did. It seems extremely sketchy what Uber did. But charging him personally, that's tricky. It's definitely the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.